Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. We're going to go over the money talking points. This is my list of key things in order to have a healthy discussion when it comes to your personal finances. They're going to provide a route and a path for you to give you some talking points about personal finances. This is also how we're going to approach show notes episodes going forward, with money talking points from each episode. Some key pieces you can take from each episode to have a discussion around that topic. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. Please share with one of your friends, as this is going to be an episode that you can come back to in the future when you need to remember the key points when it comes to discussing money. Also, a new and exciting way to find these key points is on our website. You can find it at skylarfleming.com or moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. That'll be the main way that you'll want to go to get to our website. Again, that's moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. And you can find it in the show notes. It'll be linked there. But you can also view our money talking points there. And I'm going to continue to post more things there, whether it's blog posts about past guests, which, spoiler alert, there's guests coming in the next few episodes. So we got a lot of exciting things coming for the podcast here soon. But let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have much time to research and learn about all things when it comes to personal finances, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Today's first thing is, what are the money talking points? Well, they're key conversational starting points. Think about the baby steps that Dave Ramsey puts out, or other podcasts and different financial people's key steps to follow when it comes to your personal finance plan. Those help you figure out what route to take when it comes to your personal finances. The money talking points help you figure out where to start when it comes to talking about personal finances, whether it's with friends, family, significant others, and so on. These are questions that are going to help you walk through a discussion about personal finance, because it can seem very daunting. Have you ever found yourself asking a friend or a significant other, how much money do you make? And then you pause because it feels really awkward to ask that question. Well, you should. Like, those are the sort of things that we should have conversations around. Maybe there's a different way to start the conversation about that, but we need to get talking about money more. And these money talking points are going to help you start having the conversation about personal finance. How do you begin with these questions? Let's talk about that next. The main thing to start with is, know that these questions are a guide to help begin eye-opening discussions and help you begin to understand how others view money. Because if you think about it, how does your coworkers view money? Do they view it in the sense where there's not enough money to be had and they just keep wanting to make more and make more money? Or do they view it in a way where they're scared and want to protect all of their money because they had some sort of traumatic experience as a child that changed their family financially forever? There's a lot of things that we just don't know about how each other handles money, and these discussion questions and the money talking points can help you dive right into that. So how do you get started with these talking points? Well, it's very easy, but don't do them all at once. Don't think you can sit down and go through all 7 money talking points all at once. That'll be very overwhelming. Start with 1, work through them. Set yourself a pace. Maybe 1 a day if you really like talking about money. Once a week, once a month, every few months, maybe tackle 1 and figure out some action steps that come from your discussion. Now, I'm not going to give too many points of direction to head for these questions because I want you to have your own conversations around the questions. But let's talk about why these questions could be important and why it's important to talk about money. Why is it important to talk about money? Well, it's very important. The first thing is, we need to talk about money so that we can learn budgeting tools and tricks and better ways to manage money from a community. And that's where the website is going to come into play, which I'll talk about more at the end of this episode. But we need to learn helpful tricks and tips from other people around us. Like, maybe you don't realize that there's bank accounts out there that don't charge monthly fees, or that you really shouldn't be paying a fee to do any banking at all. But that's just something that your parents said. That's just how the banking world works, sort of thing. And you've never heard of anything else. But if you're talking about it and say, hey, this was frustrating for me when I went to the bank, does anyone else experience this? While that can maybe seem like you're making yourself super vulnerable, you're also opening up a conversation to everybody to give them an opportunity to help you. And that's how we can get a lot better with money and why it's important to talk about money. Talking about money with your colleagues helps you find out whether you're being underpaid for your work. And this can help a ton when it comes to like wage discrepancies in the workplace, whether there's a gender pay gap in your workplace or not. Is this person getting paid more than you, even though you're doing more work, but you don't want to ask? You just assume, and then that makes you resentful towards your boss and your coworker, where maybe having a healthy conversation about, hey, what are you getting paid? Or you say, hey, I'm getting paid this. What are you getting paid for this job? And then they're like, oh, I'm getting paid 50 cents more than you. And you're like, well, that doesn't seem quite fair. So then you present it to your boss and say, hey, I've noticed this. Is there something I can do to get to that point? And it allows you to have a lot healthier of conversations around it instead of being resentful towards the whole situation. You can also help hold people accountable, and vice versa. They can help hold you accountable if you talk about money. If you're talking about it with your friends and family, they can be like, hey, I don't think you want to buy that car right now because remember, weren't you saving for this or something like that? And just that slight mention of a goal that you talked about at some point can help keep you on track and help keep you from veering off or wanting to keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. And you can also dispel some of the stigmas when it comes to talking about money. Because yes, it's probably very awkward to talk about money right now, but if we talk about it more, that's going to go away. And we should be talking about, like, what are we doing with our investments? How do you use your 401k at work? It's something you could ask a coworker. And then you learn a whole bunch from them because you didn't realize how much they knew about money or things like that. And you can also help kids and younger people all develop stronger financial literacy by talking to them about money. So you can speak to them more clearly because you know more and you don't feel uncomfortable talking about money because you've learned from your coworkers how to better handle your money. So now you're able to teach kids how to better handle their money and you don't feel awkward about it because you're not that good with your money. So the cycle just goes on and on. As you talk about money, everybody gets better. But let's get into what you really came for and let's go over the money talking points. Now for what you all came for, the money talking points. Let's go over the first one. The first question and money talking point is, what will I do in the event of an emergency? Think about that one. This is a very important first question to get you thinking. The emergency fund. Do you have one? How will you use it? How does your insurance play a role if there was an emergency? What if you crashed your car? There's a lot of emergencies that can happen and a lot of things that you might need to think through that you just don't worry about because you don't know how to get the conversation started. So if you want to get started with the money talking points, the first one is to sit down with your spouse, friends, family, coworkers, and say, hey, what will you do in the event of an emergency financially? What will I do in the event of an emergency financially or other things to take into account? Like, who are your medical points of contact? Who do you have set as emergency contacts in your phone that if your phone were to trigger and call 911, alert them? Like, what do you do in an event of emergency? That's the first money talking point. Second is, how am I making money? This is your income. That's what we're talking about here. Are you getting your income from multiple jobs? One job? Is it consistent? Is your job at risk? Those are some directions that question can take, and it really helps you get a better picture of, how are we making money? Are we actually doing a ton of things to not make that much money? And maybe we need to quit a few jobs or find new jobs. How are you making money? The next and third money talking point is, how am I spending money? Is all of your spending in one place? Do you spend more than you make? What categories do you spend in? Is it all in fast food? Those are some directions that question can take. This is to help you realize, hey, maybe I'm spending way more money than I need to, or I should spend more money because I'm not actually enjoying life and I'm just trying to save all the money, which leads us right into our fourth money talking point. How am I saving money? Are you saving for retirement? Are you saving for future goals? Are you not saving at all? Are you aware of your savings and what are your savings doing? Is your savings making you any money? Or is the bank just sitting on it giving you 0.0001% interest or something like that, where they're giving you practically nothing? But how are you saving money? The next money talking point is, do I want to pay off my debt? And this question can help guide your financial planning in the near term. Do you want to pay off all your debt right now? Only your high interest debt, like credit cards and things like that? How does debt make you feel? Think about it. If everything were to hit the fan, especially back to that first question of what will I do in the event of an emergency? How does your debt play a role in that? How does it make you feel? How do you respond emotionally to the fact of having debt and things like that? Think through those points with this money talking point. Next is money talking point 6. What do I want my retirement to look like? This question will help you guide your plan to save for retirement. And dream a little bit here. Talk about the fun things you want to do or what you don't want to do. Do you really want to travel a lot in retirement? Maybe. Do you not want to travel a lot in retirement? That's okay. Do you want to keep working through your retirement because you found a job you really enjoy? This talking point is to have a little bit of fun. What do you want your retirement to look like? The 7th and final money talking point is, what are my big future money goals? And I really want you to dream on this one, more than just retirement. This is where you get to think about having a ton of fun, prepaying things, college. Do you want to pay for your kids' college, your kids' college, and so on? Do you want to leave a legacy? Do you want to pay for your kids' weddings in full and just throw them a great party? Buy them cars, or do you want to take them on vacations? Do you want to say, hey, grandkids, I know it's spring break. We're all going to go to the beach or something like that and take them on a flight or a trip. This is where you can define anything that's going to have substantial cost in your future. And this is a really fun money talking point to get through. And I would recommend you write down your answers to these questions as you go, or at least keep notes and write things down so you can refer back to them. But that was the money talking points. There are 7 of them in total. They are, what will I do in the event of an emergency? How am I making money? How am I spending money? How am I saving money? Do I want to pay off my debt? What do I want my retirement to look like? And what are my big future money goals? So, thank you, and let's wrap up today's episode with some information about the podcast as well. So I think that these money talking points are going to be a great place for you to get started. And you don't have to go in order if you want. But my advice would be to just ask one of these questions to a close friend and see where the discussion takes you. I know that these questions and discussion points have brought some really good and healthy discussions and direction into my wife and I's personal finances. But now, on to some news for the podcast. A new website. How exciting. You can find it at skylarfleming.com or moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. And you'll be able to find the money talking points listed out there, as well as a group and a community. This way you don't have to worry about having a Facebook account to find us. You can create an account on my website, and then you can join our money talking community. I look forward to discussing the money talking points, as well as other questions and discussions that we can have there. See you all there. You'll also notice some ads at the beginning of the episodes. This is to help pay for the website. But thank you all for listening and supporting the show. It would mean the world to me if each of you could share with one friend. You can find my contact info in the show notes as well if you want to ask me any questions. And we just barely crossed 400 listens, and we're starting to pick up steam. The hundreds keep flying by, and sooner or later, we'll be at 1,000 listens, and I'm so excited for that. So stay tuned for some upcoming episodes, because we have some guests coming up and some fun discussions about all sorts of different money topics, and they are exciting. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. Today we talked about a lot, and I'm starting to put a lot more effort into these podcasts, and I hope you enjoy them. We talked about the 7 money talking points today, which are, what will I do in the event of an emergency? How am I making money? How am I spending money? How am I saving money? Do I want to pay off my debt? What do I want my retirement to look like? And what are my big future money goals? So those are the 7 money talking points, and I hope they're able to help you start some healthy money discussions. We also covered some great podcast news. There's a new website at moneytalk.skylarfleming.com. And we just crossed 400 listens. And there's a brand new online group that doesn't require any sort of a Facebook account. Just make sure to check it out so we can have some awesome money discussions. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.